Blog Talk Radio.
Talking a lot of websites that website owners can plug into. Mainly, I stumbled upon this website. They're called the websiteownerszone.com, and we're going to touch up on that. And also, I want to touch up on the twitter.com, and also the shopit.com, along with the Mashable.com, and also the one of the networking sites right now called Bebo.com. I know some of you guys don't not familiar with those websites, but like once again, I'm gonna touch up on that. Now let's take a caller. I believe this is a Adriana. Hold on a second here. Hello, welcome to Great Inferno Show.
Hello, Fernando. How are you? Can you listen? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And you are Adriana, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you are. You are the owner of the WoZone.com, which is like the website owner.com, isn't it?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about your background? You know who you are. I know what you know. We've exchanged email, and I'm one of the member of your website. But if you can tell our listener to kind of give us a little bit about your background. Go ahead.
Well, I live in New Jersey, and I'm a senior financial analyst for an insurance company. And I decided to start up a website about women issues, actually, and it's called RealWomenIssues.com. And then when I started the website, I realized that it was hard to advertise, that I didn't have enough experience or information available, and I started doing my own research, and I came across this social networking place, and...
Right, that's called Ning, correct?
That's called Ning.com, yes.
Ning.com, okay.
And then it just occurred to me that since I was doing all this research, that I'm sure that a lot of other website owners are going through the same thing. So I decided to bring everybody together and start the Woe Zone.
Okay.
And I started on September 2nd.
Uh-huh.
And we already have, not that long ago, no.
No.
And we already have over 550 members.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But I know. I believe I stumbled on that because on one of the like Twitter.com, I believe, right? Where I think I started following you on Twitter, and when I clicked on your the link that you had provided there, and I think it directed me right in there. See, that's how the Twitter works, and that's, I stumbled upon that, and it's really helping me a lot as far as like getting hits from my website and getting to know my websites. And overall, the kind of like the website things and being online, that's I think is one of the great tools that the website owners have to have is to plug into some social network like your website. Now the you've owned this for a couple of months now, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Then. So can you tell me? You say you did touch up on why did you start this website on the, and how? I believe I have a hold on a second. A caller over here. I want to say let me. Caller number two. Hold on a second here. If you can hang on, Andrea, real quick.
Sure.
All right, we have caller number two. Go ahead.
Hi, I was calling because I wanted to find out how a website owner can benefit from using your website.
Yes, Well, what we do, we have a forum, and we all share ideas on how to increase traffic and how to optimize our sites and how to include meta tags into our existing websites. I do a lot of research, and twice a week I put up more information about what I find on the internet. And also members can write about their own suggestions. There's also blogging and groups that web owners can create to do their own advertising to other web owners. They can also share their pages. It's kind of like a MySpace meets Facebook type of layout. And you can share these pages with your friends, your family, and you can include your website, what it's all about. There's a lot of neat things. And also you can network, socialize with other web owners, and, you know, do the kind of like a Facebook thing where you can send a little message or wink at somebody or update your information.
Okay.
This is a pretty neat place.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, caller number two. The now you mentioned about the one I know I just stumbled upon at one of your other website. What is it called again? If you can.
It's called realwomenissues.com.
Realwomenissues.com. Okay, and you have that because of the you know, if you can touch up that a little bit more. What is it about? And what's your
Well, I when I started that, I, you know, as all women have issues, we all have them, and I for one have lots of them. So I decided to write about them and not only write about issues, but try to find ways to help women find a way to deal with these issues. And so it's a community of women trying to help each other. It's a forum, and women can go in there and talk about whatever problems they have. And then we also have information, and we have it in different categories like finances or beauty or parenting, health, anything or everything that people seem to have problems with nowadays. But I just wanted to dedicate it to women. Only.
Okay. Yeah, I have a couple of women listeners out there. Now, what is actually your long-term goal about the you know, the website ownerszone.com? What is your long-term goal?
Well, I just want it to continue to grow. I want to be able to research as much as I can, every single website
right.
out there, or every good one. I want to make sure that we can separate the good ones from the bad ones.
Exactly.
So people don't waste their time. Because
exactly.
There's a lot of when you start a website, you start advertising and you start getting into all these fake programs programs that you have to pay a ton of money, and there's no need to. So I'm trying to, you know, get those good companies out there for everybody to benefit
exactly.
from.
And if you want to, you know, it's like I know that's one of the I like stuff like, because you really control your website as far as like porns and stuff like malicious items out there. That's one of the things that I like about the website. And you know, and you're on there like 24/7. You know, your response from questions, you know, you're active in the forum and a lot of stuff in there. That's something that that like my, you know, I'm a website owner. That's something that I look for, you know. now, do you have any, I know I don't want to take up all of your time. I just want to go ahead and maybe end this in a little bit. Now, do you have any other thoughts, Andrea, about the whole thing that we just talked about? Any other thoughts?
Any other thoughts? Well, I want to thank you for having me on your show.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to start podcasting myself, and it's only going to be, I'm going to start that. And what I'll be doing is I'm going to try and interview one or two members of the Woe Zone so that they have a chance to advertise.
Sure.
Their products or their, and I'm also going to be talking about those good websites that we find out there to advertise, increase traffic, and so forth.
Okay, Okay, so you're going to be using the Blog Talk Radio then, huh? Or are you have any other websites you go to?
I don't know yet. Don't know yet. I'm doing some research.
Research blogtalkradio.com. You know, that's just what I plugged in here. I used to do, you know, podcasts from other websites, but I believe that, you know, Blog Talk Radio is the one that fits my needs, you know what I mean? You know, look into that, and maybe, you know, it's like, you know, you can, you know, let me know so I can listen to your show, because I'm be willing to listen to your show, you know.
All right, maybe I can interview you, too.
Oh, well, there you go. We can do this, set it up or something like that. Actually, my co-host right now did not make it. His name is Jeff Bell. You know, he was going to plug this in with me today, but, you know, we'll do this again some other time, and I just want to thank you for your time, Adriana, taking a break from your work and, you know, trying to listen to my show and be in my show, okay? Then I'll talk
thank
to you
very
you.
Much.
Thanks a lot, and good day now.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day, Adriana.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, and that's Adriana, the website owner. If I can hang up, that's a little quick. The owner of the WOZone.com, and like I said, it's one of the great tools that you might want to have. You know, her website is pretty new, and as you can see, that she already have 550 members in there. So get into it, and what I like about that is, you know, like it has a Ning.com abilities, which means that you can plug in. I mean, you can have your own blog there. You can have start your own groups. You can plug in your, you know, if you're developers, you can plug in your own widgets or applications. You know, it has an API capability in there to plug it in. The next subject I want to talk about is the Twitter.com. The Twitter.com is the microblogging, actually, that they have it out there. It's really cool. They can follow each other. You know, I am actually plugged in there, and I am a big user of Twitter.com. You can actually, the Twitter, you can actually plug it into to your Facebook, you know, Facebook status, and your MySpace, you know, any other networking websites out there. You know, you don't have to be techie or anything like that. All you have to do is follow the procedures on how to add those stuff. You know, most of the widgets or the application out there is readily and able to, you can able to hook it up right away. The Twitter.com is, you know, not too long ago, it's just when they started that, and actually, one of the things is huge now. That they have a lot of applications and tools for Twitter. I mean, there's a Twitter ads, and there's like a Twitter blogs, and there's a lot of things that you can do with that Twitter. I'm actually hooked up with that, what they call a Twitter blog or something like that. That every time I post a blog, it actually post into the Twitter. They updated my Twitter for me automatically, and it's saying that it's posted, just posted, and whatever title I posted in my blog. And they also have the Twitter as has a you know, if you blog in WordPress platform or use any kind of type of WordPress platform or similar to that, you can actually integrate that to, there's a lot of tools for that WordPress platform out there that can provide it, that you can maximize, optimize your blogs, or whether it be like advertising or any just to, I don't know, it's just in general to want to get your blog going or known into the, you know, the online world, or the internet world, or the web 2.0 world, and the you know, I want to provide that some couple of websites here for you that you can, you know, if you get a pen and paper or whatever, or if you're podcasting this, whatever, if you listen to my podcast, you can actually just rewind it, whatever. And this will you know, optimize if you have any like a WordPress plugin. and let's talk about that. And I mean, I do have a WordPress blog out there, but I like using Blogger.com. It suits my needs, you know. But once again, it's whatever, you know, tickly fancy, whatever makes you happy. That's something that you wanna go on for. There you go. Hey, this is the what they call a twigger. It's like a T-R-I twigger. T-R-I-Q-Q-R. So it actually submits the tweets directly to Twitter and view user profile. So it's really neat. There's another what they call this. Once again, this is a Twitter toolbox. You know, majority of these Twitters are as for the WordPress plugins. Some things I like that tell Twitters, you know, if you're into open source, you know, you might want to play those around. It's really good, neat, and really good. Twitter plugins for your website. And once again, it's going to take you directly to the download. You would have to download that. Some of them are. There is a Twitter Loo, the client with the it's for the URL shortenings. I know I used Twitter is integrated with the tinyurl.com, so that, you know, if you have a long website, a long link that you need to, that would actually, Twitter would actually shorten it for you automatically by using they have a tinyurl plugin or integrating with tinyurl. But Twitter Loo, it's a client that, once again, is shortening clickable links and customization in both public and friend timelines. So you go to Twitter Loo, you can do that. Cheer up, Twitter client with extensive Japanese language support. Tweet it, extremely compact and simple app for submitting tweets. You know, that's a really good for, and if you want to, I know Twitter is really easy and compact and easy to use. You know, I mean, tweet it, and I don't find that, you know, it's easy, but tweet it is just kind of, it makes you, like, more easier. Yeah. Mad Twitter is a reincarnation of Twitterific, and I don't know if you're into that. If you're a Windows user and anything like that, I don't suggest using that. That was a Mad Twitter. Twitter CLIs. You can post tweets via the command line. WhatsApp. That's the name of the tool. And the gadget that allows you to see latest tweets from your friends. This is just like, you know, I'm not going to have time to mention all of this, but this is, you know, you might want to check this out. You can actually go into Mashable.com, and you can just, you know, search Twitter in there, and that's going to tell you everything and what you need and the nuts and bolts about your Twitter. My dog's bark. I think she's not liking me about talking about this Twitter thing. The next website I want to talk about is the ShopIt.com. Now, if you own a website and you have or you have a couple things to sell, or you don't even have to own a website to go to ShopIt. You know, I mean, you can add your products, you can and services into ShopIt, and actually it's going to be able to let you embed your products, the list of products, into your one of your MySpace, Facebook, or any website that you can plug into. Okay, Shop is actually a very sophisticated website and widget. Actually, they actually offer a couple or multiple applications as far as plugging in your ShopIt items into MySpace or Facebook profile. They do have the application there. So you just, you know, if you have Facebook, just search ShopIt, and it should be able to tell you their application. If you can go to Bebo.com, they offer that too. They offer a NetVibe application to be added to NetVibe. And if you are a MySpace fanatic, you know, you can actually, yeah, there's an application for you that you can integrate your ShopIt, you know, widget into your network and platform. Adding products and services into a ShopIt profile is really easy. Just click, you know, a couple information that you ShopIt actually supports PayPal, Google Checkout. You know, we have this thing they call Revolution Money Exchange. I actually have an account on that. You can get the feeds of your feeds is it's RSS or 8 on at home feeds that you can plug it into your website or any feed burners or any feed readers out there. They also support Squidoo. I don't know if you guys are into building Lens and Squidoos. You know, Squidoo is you can actually just create your own little websites or little page, but Lens is actually it's just another term for a page. Okay, so don't get all confused or get all mixed up with that. Now the shop is actually tells you're able to plug it into a start pages as far as like NetVibes and Page Flakes and stuff like that. The apps you're able to get a AIM or AIM app, Bebo app, Facebook, MySpace, High Five, and Ning. Actually, they have that. So you can see that I have my ShopIt application plugged in to the Wozone.com. It's because of Wozone is actually using a Ning platform. So that, you know, that's a plus. You know, the Wozone is actually it's not, you know, an old website, or the Wozone is up to date. You can plug in, you can, you know, play around with that on if you need to. Just go into the Wozone.com. Registering is easy. You can actually shop in the ShopIt. You know, if you don't have nothing to sell, no service to provide, or anything like that, you just want to shop around. ShopIt is actually the best place for you. You can also integrate if you have an eBay store, you can integrate that together, the ShopIt and the eBay store. The ShopIt is highly popular nowadays because of the celebrities and, you know, celebrities like, you know, there's a Steve Miller Band. I mean, you name the Yin Yang Twins, Wyclef, 50 Cent or 50 Cent? 50 Cent. And also the, who's this? That girl from Heroes, Penetrier, or something like that. Yeah. What's her name? I can't remember her name. Hey, Hayden? Hayden Penetrier? Well, she has her own store in there, and, they have, you know, they have Mandy Moore, Catherine McPhee, Kale Clarkson's, and everything like Korn, you know, just to name a few. I just want to move on to man. That's where your ShopIt.com. So if you sell or provide services, that's your best thing to go there. You can go to mine at ShopIt.com/shopinsuperhighway.com. So that's shop, ShopIn, then Superhighway. None of that. There's no .com. Just the shopping.com/shoppingsuperhighway. Next thing I want to talk about is the, you know, I mentioned earlier the Mashable.com. I mean, I'm plugged in with the Mashable.com because there's a lot of information that they provide as far as the, you know, the Web 2.0 goes, and they actually it's a blog that provides for your upcoming or the newest websites out there. I mean, everything, it's, you know, I get the the news and the Web 2.0 information from the Mashable.com. You know, I'm not getting anything from this. I just, those are the things that I use, the Twitter.com, the Shopit Zone, there's the WoZone.com and Shopit.com. And in the future, I'll be talking about a lot more websites that is just really helping me to my online experience, I suppose. So, if I can get that, I mean, they post blogs. They blog, I mean, every, like maybe 10 a day on the Mashables, and they're talking about from do's to don'ts, from the old and news, from Facebook to Bebo, Friendsters, anything all around the world that's going to relate to websites, and it's there. And that's the Mashable.com. It's whatever's on the web is in Mashable. So, now, I know I didn't talk about that thing, but I know that I put in the description of my segment today about the touch up on and about the generation X, the baby boomers, and generation to come. I won't have time to do that today, but I would like to apologize for that. But next segment or next time, I would definitely touch up on that. The thing I want to talk about is also the Mashable again. I'm reading through my notes here, and I'm not saying anything special about that. But you know, it's special to me because of the blogs that I post there. Okay, so that's it. You know, if you don't like it, hey, you don't really like it. So that's as simple as that. I'm a big fan of that Mashable thing because of the things that I can do and the things they they have to offer. No, I just want to move on because there's a lot of things to cover today. I want to just go ahead and maybe have you listen to some of the music over here. Hold on a second. My followers over here, and I just want to update my I don't know what you call that. It's the status. So if you ask me, what am I doing? Well, you know, mainly with the with my Twitter, I have about 302. I'm following about 302 people, and my followers about 168, and I have a total of 188 updates. The things what I like about this is my wife, you know, she can also send a Twitter update through, you know, and once she updated, and I get that, and I get that, and it's kind of a status alert or anything like that, and it's, and also she kind of used that just like a little message to me, you know, whether it be like, hey, we just got home, or, you know, what's she going to do with the kids, or questions, or just a reminder to me, and that's what it does, and that's what I want. I'm trying to get my cell phone work all year, and it's not working. I will just want to play around over here, because I have about 11 minutes, and I know next time I'm going to do a half hour, because, you know, 45 minutes, I don't have really got something to talk about, because, but I want to cover, you know, the, once again, the shopit.com, Shopit is it's a social commerce, you can put your products and services out there, and then you would have to, second here, update that. You know what? I'm sorry about this, but I'm gonna have to listen to this real quick, and I will. Songs out there that I played. let's just go ahead and touch up, because I got like 10 minutes in here. Okay. Let's go touch up with about the Generation X. Generation X is just the, you know, if you're young and, well, not really young, any teenagers or anything like that. I mean, Generation X. I think I'm Generation X. I don't know. Let me take a look at here from Generation something. Generation X, right here. All right. Let's see. All right. So the Generation X is used to describe a generation of people that was born between approximately years 1965 to 1981. So that's, that makes me a Generation X. Yeah, I thought it was like maybe 1980 or something. You know, but who knows, whoever came up with that, it's just, I don't know, but, the term has been used in a lot of, as far as, like, social science, marketing, you know, and most often used in popular culture. Actually, I'm reading this through a Wikipedia.com, but, you know, I don't know anything about the Generation X. I know about baby boomers, but Generation X is, you know. So I am the Generation X. I am the X-Man, as you call it. the Generation X in the United States is, it says right here, for some of the generation, Generation X thinking has significant overtones and it gives about a lot of, I don't know, that's comparison to the baby boomers. It's when it comes to thinking, and Generation X grew up during the latest year. Wow, the decade following the Cold War. This time included the Ronald Reagan era. That's pretty much the best day right there. But the Generation X actually right now today, it's not. You know, our baby boomers they're going to be retiring. Some of them are retiring. It's retired, over so to speak. But they are not. You know, you got to hear me out. Generation X not going to benefit from the Social Security or anything like that. I mean, I don't think Generation X is going to look into you know, pension plan or anything that, you know, big companies promise them to have when it comes to like retiring. Just kind of hoping that Generation X would have that mentality to take care of himself. You know, I know that's not all of them. Not all baby boomers are going to, like, as far as the retirement. You know, some of them are well set when it comes to, like, retirement. And they're, you know, they have money put away, or, you know, they have inherited something or whatnot. Some of the generation, baby boomers, I would say. But the numbers are staggering. Those numbers that are not going to, or they're going to be retiring broke, are, like, it's out there. So, I mean, we as Generation X, we have a lot of things to learn. If we look at the, you know, the baby boomers and the generation before that, you know, what can, you know, what they can tell us and what they can teach us are so many things that I don't think other people or Generation Xers are not getting it. You understand what I'm saying? It's not, they're not getting it as far as, like, the retirement, as far as, like, taking care of their health. And, you know, like, I mean, I get it. I mean, I know a lot of people get it, too. They're just once again, it's the numbers they have to look at, the numbers of people that don't get that. And I wish I can have Jeff Bell here, because you know, he would have told you that, people are trying to call in here and then hang up. But anyway, that's, okay, I forgot to have my chat app in there, and I don't, now I'm talking about Block Talk Radio. See, as you can see here, I am really, really new when it comes to this Block Talk Radio podcasting, and I'm just going to rant over here in a couple minutes, because we have 5 minutes to spare, five minutes to burn. But, I mean, I hope you guys understand what I'm talking about the Generation X and the baby boomers. Something wrong with my, you know, the difference between that. The Time Magazine actually did articles on Generation Xers that. Claiming that the Generation X is that the ignored generation, is it's made or article made by MJ Steffi, something like that, when in 2000, isn't that too long ago, 2008. Of course, that guy Steffi, he's, I believe he's a Generation X. it says here that they talked about the Facebook, Britney Spears, the Generation Y, Millennials. Well, there's a generation called Millennial. Oh, that's a Generation Y, the Millennials. This is he's talking about Gore Denier. It's a Generation X, or the 41. Oh, wow. And has a generational chip on his shoulder, the size of a whole Fox Grounds scene, circa 1994. Good things he got decent. And I'm not going to read through this. This is just like, things that I don't need to learn. I mean, you can read it. You can go to Time Magazine, Time.com. Maybe type in Generation X. That is Generation X that I ignore. Generation that ignored. Okay? But the main thing about the Generation X, if you guys, once again, it's the, you know, we are becoming to be more health conscious, I would say. I hope so, because that's the, you know, like I said, you know, things that we learned from the Generation Xers, from baby boomers, you know, that as far as like cardiovascular disease, you know, dying from lung cancer, smoking, taking care of yourself. I mean, I hope we learn something like that, especially from our dads, from our grandfather. I'm a Generation Xer. I think Adriana, just one of my guests here today, is a
Generation X, Xer. He's an Xer. When it comes to like computers, I think we tend to learn or tend to like maybe associate with computers and wow, I only got 3 minutes. That's fair. 2 minutes, I'm saying. You know, we can relate to a lot of people. Although I know a lot of people, Generation X was born like 1965 or later. That you know there are internet or not a computer savvy. I think I don't call myself computer savvy. Once again, I just want to thank you. I know this is not the thing that I want to cover today, but things change. You know, I thought I was going to have people with me, but well, next time. Oh. Yeah. This is it.